Yeah, very good morning to you. Thanks very much for that, Breda. And what a morning it is, and what a night it was last night.
Corner drilled in around the back, Scales with the header in! Troy Parrott! Lift off at the Aviva Stadium, that is a massive, massive goal. And no surprise, it is the man bang in form, Troy Parrott, who's got it. The assistant, Liam Scales. Beautiful delivery on the corner to the back post. And what about this now? Early days, but Ireland in front.
This place has just erupted.
The ammunition to do it. There's one on the top. Parrott, I think, is onside. It sounds like not have been. Troy Parrott shifts it. Gets his shot away! Troy Parrott on the double! And talk about the cat amongst the pigeons. This is dreamland for Ireland. We were hoping they might see it through to half-time 1-0. It is 2-0 and Troy Parrott strikes again.
Ball over the top. They're onside. All onside. Now he's got work to do, Troy Parrott. Runners outside, no, I'll go inside and cut it back in the near post, 2-0.
Incessant Portuguese pressure, Vega's going to put it in, there's a man down in the box, a collision in there, and what if anything did the referee see? He's going to Ronaldo, it's a yellow card. Ooh, there's a swing of an elbow there, is there?
Ronaldo's giving him the crying eyes.
You don't often see him react like that these days, Ronaldo.
He's been frustrated, hasn't he? Because he's not had an awful lot of the ball. He's not had a lot to do.
Well, this could be a huge call. He's not really been involved in the game, but of course he is capable of a moment or two, Ronaldo.
He's having a look.
And there is the contact. It's this moment there. There was a tangle, a grab of Ronaldo's shirt by O'Shea, but the reaction from Ronaldo...
It's an elbow right in the back, isn't it? There.
I think he's going to go back pocket, is he? Yellow card
cancelled
out, red card for Ronaldo. And that cheered as much as any of the Parrott goals in the first half. A sarcastic applause from Cristiano Ronaldo to the Aviva crowd. And a few words, it looks like, with Heimir Hallgrímsson. Ronaldo's former teammate John O'Shea is trying to bring the Ireland manager away, Ricardo Carvalho, bringing Ronaldo ashore. Well, that is big. Portugal might still have plenty of the ball with 10, but Cristiano Ronaldo has been sent off.
Yeah, there you go. That's the commentary team for RT Television last night. Ronnie Whelan amongst them. Unbelievable stuff. Unbelievable stuff in the Aviva Stadium. Did anyone see it coming? Nobody saw this coming. A 2-0 win at home to Portugal and putting us now in with a real chance, if we can beat Hungary, of making at least a playoff or making a playoff. We'll have to win on Sunday. It's as simple as that. If you have a view on it, get in touch. John Orr gets in touch, says, Jerry, I'm not a soccer fan, but I watch the Irish team. Congratulations to them. It proves the point that a one-man team does not work. Ronaldo off, Portugal lose. That's John's view on it. If you have a view, get in touch with us in the programme this morning. With me on the line to talk about what it means, I suppose, for this team and Irish football in general is Tom O'Shea, former grassroots director of the FAI. Tom, good morning to you and thanks for joining me again. This dreamland, I suppose, is the word. Absolutely nobody saw this coming last night, except maybe for the players themselves.
I don't even know if the players saw this one coming, Jerry, to be honest. It's incredible. I was there in that game, that Shane Long goal against Germany, and I thought we would never experience kind of an atmosphere like that again. And last night, obviously, when the goals went in, when the game finished, you know, we've created this fantastic I was there moment for a whole new generation of fans, and those fans are just incredible, incredible. You know, you can't...
Yeah.
You can't knock them there. Like, it was 51,000 in there last night. I know it was a big game and so on, but we've had 40,000 plus in there in games that were against Armenia and stuff. We've 3,000 fans going on Sunday. It's just amazing. And you're right, we couldn't have expected that last night.
What does it mean, do you think, just for those players watching that, and like the icing on the cake, the highest profile footballer in the world? I don't think he's the best footballer in the world anymore. He's 40 now. He was kind of largely ineffectual on the game until he got sent off. But that all that drama and that win will stay with those fans. And obviously younger supporters as well, who've been waiting a long time for any sort of a result to celebrate. It'll stay with him forever.
Oh, I think it will, yeah. I mean, you know, we can all look back at certain things in our life from a sporting perspective that, you know, that you remember forever, and that you'll be sitting down with your grandkids at some stage and saying that, you know, yeah, I was there when that happened. But I thought that the photograph of the year had to be the Irish fan that was mocking Ronaldo by wiping his eyes as Ronaldo was going off.
Oh, the crying eyes, yeah.
That guy is a legend, I think. Now he's... it's appearing everywhere on social media and all around there. But I think it showed as well, Jerry, that, you know, we had something like 30% possession and won the game. And if you go back to the Stephen Kinney time, Stephen Kinney, he was very focused on retaining possession. And sometimes we had games where we had 300 and 400 passes, but we only ever went sideways or backwards. So it's not about, you know, the percentage of possession, is what you do with it when you have it. I think Paris has made such a difference because, you know, he was a guy willing to take a risk and go abroad, go to Holland with Alkmaar. He's scored 13 goals in 14 games for them this season. And maybe that's where some of our players do need to go, you know. Not always looking for that big move over in the UK.
Yeah, yeah, and get that playing experience and do well, get scoring goals.
Get the confidence.
Yeah.
You know, and I know it still hasn't worked for Evan Ferguson, but, you know, I mean, Parrott's only 23, Ferguson is barely 20. So there is time. But I think it'll give the players great confidence, there's no doubt, you know. I mean, they've got to put it behind them and get on a plane today and get over there and concentrate because, you know, it is fantastic. But if we don't follow it up on Sunday with a win, it'll just be a moment for that new generation of fans, but it won't have carried us where we need to go and take that step forward again and get back into a World Cup, you know, and get into the playoff. That's so important, I think, for us.
Yeah, it certainly is. Okay, listen, we're going to leave it there, Tom. Thanks a million for giving us your view on the overall context of that win. And if you have your own views in it, get in touch with us on the show. All eyes to Sunday now against Hungary. One listener says Hungary will qualify for the playoffs and end the dream. They won't need anything, only a draw. They won't be going forward like Portugal. Ireland will have to go forward. Well, look, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. We certainly live in hope after last night as well. And look, speaking of last night, what is that one sporting moment for you that you'll always remember? Like what Tom said there, what's your biggest sporting moment that will stay with you for as long as you live, that you were there, whether it was a shock result or a first time of your team winning? I think for me, probably there's two results. One would be the 1997 All-Ireland final, Kerry against Mayo. Not my first time in Croke Park, my second time in Croke Park, because I was there for the 96 semi-final. We were beaten by Mayo, but winning the All-Ireland in 97 stays with me. And the other result was when I was working, it was cricket, the Irish cricket team beating Pakistan in Sabina Park in Kingston in Jamaica in the World Cup, shocking the cricket world in 2007. That, for me, those two results, I don't think I'll ever forget being at both those two sporting events. But if you have your own memories of it, get in touch and your own thoughts on Ireland. We want to hear from you.